91's Mikey and the Mrs. Show.
It's time to play a little game called Over and Under. On the phone, we have Josh, and he wants to win some Dickie's Barbecue Pit. Josh, are you there?
I'm here.
All right, here's how Over and Under works. I am going to throw out some statistics to Bonnie. Bonnie will give an answer, and then I'll come to you and ask, do you think the correct answer is more or less than what Bonnie said? And for each one you get right, we'll give you $10 to Dickie's Barbecue Pit. Sound good?
Sounds good.
All right. Here is the first one, Bonnie.
Yes.
What percentage of people say they'd rather have their home robbed than their phone stolen? Keep making those noises. It's really exciting, people.
I'm going to say 61%.
Okay. Josh, do you think the answer is more or less than 61% of people who say they'd rather have their house robbed than their phone stolen?
I'll go with less.
No, it's more, actually. 75% said they would rather have their home robbed than their phone stolen.
Well, there's much more personal information on your phone.
Yeah. Know. Well, that and, I mean, what would you stare at all day? Your family? That's stupid. All right, here's the next one. Bonnie, what percentage of candle buyers are men?
7%.
Okay. Josh, do you think it's more or less than 7% of candle buyers are men?
Probably less.
It's actually more. 10%. Wow. It's pretty close, though.
Ooh, I was close.
I guess birthdays and gifts and stuff.
Sure. All right, here's the next one. Bonnie, the average engagement ring costs how much?
Okay.
Go ahead. Tell everyone that you bought your own engagement ring I was poor.
No, but mine isn't average. I'm a cheapo compared to a lot of other women.
You got to find yourself a cheapo woman.
I am going to say $5,000.
Okay.
Average.
All right. Josh, do you think it's more or less?
I think it's less than that.
Less than $5,000.
Yeah.
It is less.
All right!
$2,300.
Okay. All right.
Still a fat chunk of change.
For some people.
For an itty bitty little ring. All right. Here's the next one. According to a recent survey, what percentage of people wash their jeans every time they wear them?
recent survey. This is a hard one. 28%. I don't know.
Josh, do you think it's more or less than 28% of people who wash their jeans every time they wear them?
I think less people do.
It is less.
All right!
It's actually 10%. About 10% of people wash them every time they wear them.
Okay. Good to know.
Here's the last one. In another recent survey, men were asked what they would rather have, more friends or more hair. What percentage of men said they'd rather have more hair than friends?
That would be 99%, Mikey. Don't give me that look. Okay.
You want to take all the fun out of everything?
Okay, no. Okay, I will say 82%.
Okay. Do you think it's more or less than 82% of men who said, I'd rather have more hair than friends?
Less.
It's actually more.
Is it really?
Yeah. 87% of the men surveyed said, screw friends, give me hair.
I should have stuck with my first one. 99%.
Oh, boy. How did he do?
He got 2 out of 5.
Hey, you got yourself $20 over at Dickie's Barbecue Pit. Not too shabby. There you go.
Awesome.
Stay on the line. We'll talk to you just a little bit off the air. Coming up, we got some more show just for you. So stick around.
stay right there.
Remember to stay tuned in.
More of B92.1's Mikey and the Mrs. Show is on the way.